Miss Franklin, and all three of y'all did fine. Yeah, Black Snake Cruise and Fine. We dug Jim Fine, as they call it, Jim Fine. We dug that around here. Uh-huh. And that's all we dug, ain't
it? Anything called Star Root or something like that? Or,
no, I never did dig none of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's, there are a couple of other names. Let's see. Coharsh or Star Root Vine or Squaw Vine.
Yeah, now that Star Root Vine you're talking about, I know what you're talking about. I was a stock mate. Or they used to get that all the time for his kids whenever they'd have come out. Now that's good for them.
That's Star Root.
Yeah.
Now, the what kinds of berries? You mentioned a couple kinds. What kinds of berries were around here that are good for?
Blackberries and redberries, dewberries. Strawberries.
Now, what are the newberries?
Newberries, they're a great big berry. They're something like a blackberry, but they've got bigger feet. And they run on the ground. They don't run up on a broad, but they're on a broad, but the broad runs on the ground. It's right flat on the ground.
I see.
And a blackberry, you know, a blackberry broad, it stands up.
Uh-huh.
And a dewberry is a whole lot bigger than a blackberry. It's got bigger feet in it than a blackberry has.
I see. How about these kind of bumpy berries?
Them raspberries you're talking about, they run on a vine, but they run on a vine something like a grapevine. It runs out, but they're not as big or a vine as a grapevine would be. But they've got broads on them, huh?
Did you mention a strawberry?
Yeah.
You mentioned that. Now, this is something else that's kind of interesting. They talk about that people confuse these three things. It's a kind of a bush-like thing that grows, especially in the mountains.
You're talking about huckleberries or gooseberries, aren't you?
No, these aren't berries. These are more like, these have flowers. It's kind of more like a bush or a tree.
Oh, the ivy bushes, I guess.
Okay, the ivy is one kind. Now, what other kinds of
things? Lawwall.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, there are wall honeysuckle.
Now, how about anything, magnolia or cucumber tree or magnolia tree?
Yeah, and they're old coffee trees. We call them coffee trees around here. They have a berry on them, just about like a coffee. They used to be one standing out front yard, and they make some of the biggest messes you ever seen. They just look like a coffee grind, and we always call them coffee trees.
The ivy and laurel, are those two things different?
Yeah, they're different.
What's the difference? Which is bigger? And
the laurel is a whole lot bigger than the ivy is.
I see. And they both have flowers?
Yeah, they both have flowers on them, and they're different. The ivy has a white. Looks like a waxy like flower on it, and lower on it has a little pink flower on it too. And they all, you know, just made a great big bunch when they fly.
Okay. Now these are just some, we're interested now in some different just words that you use in the family. The people who brought you up were your
my mother and dad.
And you called them together your
parents.
Yeah. Now did you always call your mother mother, or did you call her something else?
I always called her mom. Now that's what I always called her, dad, the whole time.
Okay, and you could say he was your daddy, or he was your father.
Father.
Yeah, and a woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And a woman, the man a woman's married to is her
husband,
and she is his
wife.
Okay, and they now your parents' parents are your
grandparents.
Now, how many of those did you know?
I never did know none of them but my daddy's mommy. I never did see none of my grandparents but my daddy's mommy. I just barely can remember her.
You don't remember what you called her?
We always called her grandma.
Did any of your brothers or sisters have children when your father was still alive?
Yeah, all of them had kids.
Okay, what did they call him?
One of them is not only. They always called him grandpa.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. And that's the kind of a thing that you take a baby out for a walk in, a very small baby, you know.
A stroller?
Yeah. Well, that would be more with that they could kind of sit in, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
It's the kind of a thing that has like a hood on it. Yes, that they can